This just in from Gen Con is sponsored by DriveThruRPG. Don't miss the Can't Make It to Gen Con event going on this August at DriveThruRPG.com.
This just in from Gen Con with your hosts, Paul Tevis and Ryan Macklin.
Hi, my name is Paul Tevis.
And my name is Ryan Macklin.
And you're listening to
This Just In from Gen Con.
We're not actually at Gen Con yet because it's only late June right now. But in a couple of months, we'll be at Gen Con in Indianapolis bringing you twice daily updates on what's going on the show floor.
Every day, Thursday through Sunday, at 11 a.m. and 5 p.m., we'll be out doing a live show talking about what's going on at Gen Con for pretty much for the folks at home, but people are very well to come by, find out maybe something that they've missed, and to give a quick shout-out to folks they know.
That's right. This is part of the podcasting and media track organized by Don Dam of Pulp Gamer Podcast. And a number of other projects as well. And we're going to be doing this. It's going to be an open mic sort of event. We'll be doing a 5 to 10 minute, actually probably more like 10 to 15 minute show twice a day, as Ryan said, at 11 and 5, the 4 days of the show. The best, greatest 4 days in gaming, right?
That's indeed, indeed.
Peter Atkinson wants us to believe. And frankly, I do believe it. I love going to Gen Con.
Oh, Gen Con's fantastic.
Right. And you know, I understand that there are people who can't make it, but they want to know about what's going on. And a lot of times, you know, the news doesn't flow quite as quickly out of Gen Con as we'd like. And the other thing that I really like, and the reason why I've been interested in podcasting, involved in podcasting for a while, is I feel like you really get a better sense of, a more personal sense of what's going on when you can actually hear the individual creators, the individual people who are involved in something, actually talk about it.
Exactly. That's why I love doing this thing, too. And that's why I'm really interested in doing what we're going to do, which is not just the two of us talking about updates, but having people come on the show to tell us a little bit about the things that they're working on, and even tell us a little bit about what excites them at Gen Con.
Right. We don't know exactly who we're going to have yet, because this is going to be very much we're going to play it by ear, see
exactly
what happens when we're there. But we'll be grabbing people, bringing them by the recording. And, of course, anybody who shows up is also welcome. We may pull some of them to tell us how their Gen Con's going. So if you're at Gen Con, I definitely recommend coming by. And if you're not at Gen Con, well, I definitely recommend subscribing to the feed and or downloading this directly from our sponsor, DriveThruRPG.com, and seeing, you know, what it is that that we're up to and that the industry at large is up to.
Exactly, exactly, definitely.
So we've got Gen Con coming up in a little under 2 months at this point, and as I said, we're going to do a couple of shows between now and then to talk a little bit about, you know, what we're excited about, previews of things that are coming. But Ryan, just one thing, you know, that you're excited about right now, give it to us and tell the listeners at home a little bit about it.
It's not a thing. It would be one of the companies that I'm excited about.
Yeah.
Just overall. Fantasy Flight Games.
Yeah.
They make some fantastic board games. I always love going to their booth, both because it's just this really, you know, vivid, colorful, kind of visceral experience where you can actually play with stuff right there. And the people there are pretty cool. So Fantasy Flight Games is going to be one of my first stops in Gen Con for sure.
Yeah, and they always have a really big booth there where they've got a whole bunch of demo tables set out. And they've always got – their art direction is always fantastic. I agree. The visual appeal of the stuff that they do is really fantastic. As well as – I mean, they produce some really great games so that play well. They don't just look good. So I guess for me, the thing that I'm actually really excited about is Paizo Publishing, and they're coming out with the beta version of the Pathfinder Chronicles RPG, which is sort of their spin on 3.51, as I like to say, but that's because I'm in software. And you know, I've been hearing more and more about this, and you know, I think that Eric Mona has a really great vision for this world,
right?
He's an old Greyhawk person. I love Greyhawk from way back, and it was funny when I first sort of met him. I remember going, "Hey, you're the guy who's involved with the OAuth Journal and all this fan community stuff that I was involved with," and listening to the stuff that he's talking about with the world that they're creating, I think that's really exciting. I'm really, really looking forward to getting a chance to really play with some of that stuff. So Paizo is definitely my probably going to be one of my first stops.
That'll probably be my second or third, I think, on the list.
Well, good to know that you've got good taste. Well, I think that's going to do it for this pilot episode, as it were, of This Just In from Gen Con. Mm-hmm. As I said, we'll be back in a couple of weeks, a couple of times between now and Gen Con to give you a little more preview of what's going on.
Which would be good for those who are going to Gen Con and maybe think, oh, hey, I'd like to check this thing out too.
Exactly. We'll be sort of getting our ducks in a row a little bit more to figure out what it is that we're going to do when we get there.
Exactly.
And we'll be telling you about it. So until then, you've been listening to
This Just In from Gen Con.
You've been listening to This Just In from Gen Con. Copyright 2008, Paul Tevis and Ryan Macklin, and sponsored by DriveThruRPG.com.